Harid actually started Gimel, Sivkot Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. This is also a very well-known Mishnah Berurah. The question is whether it's relevant, bizmanenu anu or not. The Mechaber had said in Gimel, Yedake b'chaluko v'lof shokadarko. So right away, the Mishnah Berurah says on that, why are you concerned? We're talking about an undergarment, let's say an undershirt. So why should it be a problem? But still, the Mechaber said that one should be medakdek, that one should put on one's clothing, kidarko, properly.
As opposed to what?
No, once I'll get to it. The kolshkein b'shar b'godin. But the Mechaber then went on to explain, what does that mean? Shalayafuch ha'pnimi lachutz. You should not, essentially, go ahead, and some people actually, they're not makrid. They can sometimes wear their clothing inside out. I've met more than a few Talmidim who've done that over the years.
Like, so here, outside of here.
What? I'll get to that in a second. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says over here, what's the problem with that? If you look in Sivkot and Dalit, the erod tfiros hamagunos, because then you might see the sutures, you might see the tfiros that are not necessarily the most pleasant looking items. V'yimei acholok, v'yisgadim v'yimei abrios. A person will not appear to be too bakobedik in the eyes of others. V'yimlom nizar gohafach. So now a person is not careful, he wears his clothing inside out. Im tam chochem ho tzorch lefashto v'lachzor v'lav shukidarka. Tam chochem has to be exceptionally careful. Why? And it should not be shelo yiyem. Mishnah Berurah says b'chlal masniya chas v'chalil. We called the Gemara on Shabbos about a week ago. And the Gemara says darshan the pasuk that the Talmud Chacham should make sure that everything he does is in order. That's pardon the expression, pardon the pun. But everything he does actually should be in order that chas v'shalom should not generate any kind of sin towards Talmud Chachamim. I mean, that would be a chil Hashem if the Talmud Chacham were to behave even in terms of his dress in a fashion which would be inappropriate. In this case, wearing his clothes inside out. Ushal kolam v'no tzarech. But any other person doesn't have to be as makbid as a Talmud Chacham. But I told you 2 weeks ago that I heard from a guy, Rabbi J. David Black Shlita, that he said every single Ben Torah Orthodox Jew and Jewish has a din of a Talmud Chacham. And therefore I assume he would apply that to these halachas as well. He was referring to the Rambam, and the Rambam speaks about the Malbush of a Talmud Chacham. So it's not Dr. Talmud Chacham as defined by the Ramon Yerodea, Shiodea Lisa Velite Berobin Komos Hashas. That's the Ramon's definition of Talmud Torah. Well, not that way, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Kedushin, Talmud Chacham is Mishi Yodea, someone who can answer any question, Nikola Torah Kula, Afil Masichta de Kala. Even the Masichta de Kala, it's not so really learned by many people. And that's called the Talmud Chacham. So he said no. He said that we're all together today in the gathering with Talmud Chacham, and we have to behave in an ideal kind of fashion, exemplary fashion. That's what he holds, and probably would apply to this as well. Will it feel us? So that's as far as in general. What about davening? When it comes to davening, of course, there's a separate din that the person should be mitzayin as begodov. That's the lashon of the Gemara. That the Gemara said that one should prepare one's clothing and one should prepare them and be dressed in an appropriate fashion that one appear before the king. And then, but that applies to anyone. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Now, I'll just mention in this matter, means wearing one's clothing inside out, or the chaluk that the Mishnah Berurah describes over here, and the Mishnah Berurah said that Talmud Chacham should be careful not lafoch the slavish karoyim. Let's say a person sees the tag of someone's undershirt outside, it's obvious that it's backwards, must you tell him? That's the question that the Mishnah Berurah here really seems to be exploring. I mean, lemaisa, the shirt can still be seen. The Mishnah Berurah said because the stitches were on the inside, and now people, if the shirt is inside out, they see the what he calls here tfiros megunos. The stitches are on the outside. V'yisgadim b'eini abrios. So an undershirt, the charab, one does not see at all. And then with the whole issue would seem to be not applicable in that situation. And I actually looked around in Achronim to see that if the clothing is not near it, there's no peda. That one does not have to be makbid if the clothing are not so discernible, so readily seen. And today when people...
there's no issue with LP... missed or anything?
Not as far as I know. Today, if I'm not mistaken, Most shirts and the like are made with sewing machines, and they're sewed in the proper kind of fashion. Lepiyani is 19. The tefillos are done well. You don't have tefillos megunos. No one would wear tefillos megunos. I think this halacha, in general, is not relevant and doesn't apply to Bnei Aharon. Then I looked around and I saw actually in the Achronim have a lengthy discussion about that question, whether this halacha is relevant or not relevant. Just to mention, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes from the Elef HaMogen that he writes, Bizman Hazeh, he says very clearly that there's no need to be makbid on wearing clothing if it's worn inside out. We're not makbid about it. However, others disagree. The Seder Hayom has the following statement. Shelo yafo chaluko, abo li shehutar un mabusho, inyan godolhu, beroi lakbid olav, uvifrat li mutsuru rabonan, o ishel tsura, sheish bot pedim dola, son Hashem Yireya. So he said, with Rabbi Frank Rishli, I just mentioned, son Hashem Yireya, there's some Kabbalistic, or perhaps esoteric, kind of element that's found over here. But ad kidei kach, and I'll get to this in a moment, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to go on to discuss right now. Look at the next line in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, Tov shiyasim snet siti ha-molbush bi-yadimino, bi-ilbash ha-yami, bi-achagach ha-smo. This is another very, very fascinating issue, namely the issue of right before left. And in general, this is an issue which has in it Kabbalistic elements in its sieve, and Meshit Dover has a long tshuva where he discusses right and left, but he's talking about right and left in terms of different types of Jews. Those that are double good Hashem is Baruch 24-7, that's the right. Then there are those who are in the middle, and then there are those who are on the left side. In general, Halacha, Yom and Smol do play a role, as we'll see in a moment, in terms of, if we get to it today, in terms of, let's say, tying shoelaces and tying shoes, and which shoe is put on first, and which shoe you tie first. We'll get to that in the, hopefully in a while. But in general, the Yad Yomim is Kedim Liat Smol. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes here at Sivkot and Dalit. And he says here, Tov Shiyasim Shnei Tzidi Hamalbush B'Yad Yimino B'Yilbash HaYomim B'Yachnik HaSmol. And Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, B'Yechavim Ki HaKol Nichlal B'Yomim U'min HaYomim B'Olis Smol. So, Al Pi HaKabbalah, Yomim represents the Midas HaRachamim V'Hashem Yisbarach. The Tzad Smol represents the Midas HaDin. So we're always trying to make sure that the Midas HaYomin, the Midas HaYomin, the right side, that Midas HaRachamin will hopefully overcome the Midas HaDin on the left side, and that's the reason for this halacha. But it's mentioned, Mitzad Meikra HaDin, not only from a Kabbalistic standpoint. And then at the end, he quotes actually Kasav HaRambam. This is the Rambam that I was referring to a moment ago when I mentioned in that context what the Rav Lach Shlita told me, Malbush Tamachochim Yeh Malbush Noah Vidokim. The Gemara says, Tamachochem Shenimtzu Revav Abigdo Chayav Misa. So Tamachochem, who's not dressed in the ideal fashion, his malbush is not Noah Vidoki, the Gemara says he's Chayav Misa. Of course, it doesn't mean, obviously, Misa Bidei Adam, it means Bidei Shemayim, in the sense that, again, that person is going to be under the strictures of what Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier, namely, that Kol Misanai Avu Maves, Al Tikkun Misanai, Al Masniyai, the Gemara says in Shabbos, of someone who's not careful of Talmud Chacham, how he deports himself in terms of others, how they look at him and how they see him, because he's their model for what Torah is all about. Therefore, he has to be a proper role model. Mishnah Berurah says at the end, "Lo yilbash lo malbush sorim shakol mustaklem ayim lo malbush shanim shemavazes lovsha." Not to wear garments that are so aristocratic that make you look like someone who's an incredibly wealthy person, someone of a very high socioeconomic class, because then everyone will start being mistakel. The word mistakel, the Magen Avraham points out that mistakel in general, whenever it's found in Shas, means a penetrating look. They're going to look you up and down. It means you're going to, unfortunately, be conspicuous. You'll be noticeable. You'll stand out. So the person should not dress in a fashion where he's going to look very pronounced.
There's no one that's near us.
Exactly.
The person shouldn't be
100%. And then on the other hand, you should not walk around like a pauper. I mean, we have different types of Gedolei Yisrael. I'm sure you are familiar. There are those who were incredibly mizaktek about the labush. I saw in my lifetime many, many times Agurin Avishafaisin Tatsal. He was literally spit and polish the way he was dressed. Every single button was in place, and his kapota, rekel, whatever you call it, was absolutely impeccably clean. And I'm talking about from top to toe, every single aspect of it. And then there are other Gedolei Yisrael who are not so makbid, not so medakdeg. Their names I won't mention. They're not so medakdeg, not so makbid in terms of the lavush. But in general, the way the Rabbeinu B'chai writes in Chumash, he writes in a very, very famous comment that Yaakov Avinu, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem appeared to him before his encounter with Esau, that he asked Hashem, "V'nasam li lechem lecha ubegad dilbosh." That's all I need is a garment that covers me, that protects me in the summer, in the winter, and one that should be bakovedik, but one does not have to wear, nor should one wear, said the Rambam, the garment that are going to, in effect, identify you, or people are going to start looking at you very carefully, up and down. That's not appropriate, it's not sanua, as just mentioned. Well, on the other hand, Mabashaniyah, which is Mabaz Eslovshav, because to a large extent, the Rambam says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, now the begotten benonim noyim. Once you wear clothing that is bakovedik, that's respectable, where a person looks appropriate, and the person often is recognized by his begotten. I think I already mentioned a number of times, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that I don't call my kelim or my begotten, but I call them mechabdusa, because the beged, begotten, largely reflect actually where a person is. And a person should wear respectable looking begotten, and that would be a proper thing to do. I just mentioned also in this context, as far as being magbir yomin our small, what the Mishnah Berurah actually refers to a few moments ago. So you take a look in the Orchos Rabbeinu, which are the Menhagim of the Stadler, of Chaim Kanievsky's father, Zechutzag de Bracha. So he writes over there the following, and I'll read you the lashon that I took from the Orchos Rabbeinu. Moreinu Rabbeinu Amali Sheshahak Bevilbosh Begodim Mikuf Tarim Miyamin Lismol Vesh Makodaze. The buttons go from right to left. I don't know if you ever noticed, sometimes on correct.
Chassidus is right.
Yeah. Correct. Chassidus have a...
By shirts or sweaters there for in Chassidus places, they'll be this way instead of the button
correct.
Going this way.
So this is a big machlokes. And he quotes there the stipend of the Amali, and apparently this is Rav Chaim Kanievsky reports this in the name of his father, that the stipend said, Shigam Barna Chassidus is Natsal Hikvin Mor Al Zeh. V'siperli Morib Rabbi Shet Kaftorei Aktonot Shelo Echlif Kidei L'chafter Yamin Asmo, that he was very makbid on this. Again, this is the opposite of the difference between Chassidim and Misnagdim. Often
no, Misnagdim, the rest of the world. We buy shirts from the secular world. We buy shirts from Goyim. I'm saying if you don't have a Jewish company, then your shirt's going to be this way because...
Unless it's a woman's shirt. In America, women's shirts are like that.
Right, women's clothing, yeah.
I like Chassidim shirts.
I like Chassidim shirts.
They buy
yeah.
But there are companies in Williamsburg that make dafka begodim that are miyuat for chassidim, and there are also companies that make begodim miyuat for misnagdim, and the dafka makbid on here in Asisol, there are such companies.
It's not just misnagdim; it's that the secular world doesn't know such from such things.
Okay.
So if you're buying,
and he goes further. I'm just reading the lashon of Yochas Abedu. He goes further here. He says, as Yerach said, he writes over here, the chen amali b'miil geshem shekator b'smol yamin sheyachlidu et hakatorim v'acharim. You should even change the buttons, and you should even change the holes. The question is, what about, let's say, trousers? Does one have to be makbid? So my father, Shom, I mentioned that we used to learn the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim when I was a kid. And we went through the entire Sefer, more than once, actually. And so I recall that actually I have the Sefer here. And the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim has the following comment. He calls the name of Tzadikin, since we're focusing on this topic. He says, "Ein makpidim, you're not makpid when it comes to trousers. The koshin small al yamin, kedei losei slasitra achu achelkom, shelo yikatrigu aleinu." We have to give the sitra achu also a chelik in this, and therefore there, in trousers, we don't have to be makpid, in order they should be able to feel that they also have a chshivas, and they won't go ahead and somehow go after us and pursue us and persecute us in a way that should not be proper. But
you
want
to give a hiskon pet to Kitrug?
Exactly.
Why? Why do you want to
that is not my area
okay.
of expertise.
Let's talk about
and therefore, this is what the Tamei HaMinhagim, he has there a lot of very exotic, wondrous, and very unusual kind of things, and this is one of them. And the second is Molly Begodish, these kinds of things. But in general, the Pasuk can bring down, and this actually is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Neh. If you see Sifkat Neh, well, may as well read it while we're at it. Mishnah Berurah says, Yomin Shekein Matzina Batar Shai Yomin Chashuv Tomin. The right side is always more Chashuv. Linyan Boyan Yad Beregel, Ulchal Advarim Shemakdim Hayom Bismol. So there are those who are very makbid that any time they go ahead, I'll give you an example. Mishnah Berurah actually writes in Sifkat Zayin. He mentions a bit right a bit after this, Yamin Tchila, the Gamin Nizdami Lo Shel Smol, Yamtin Hashayami Lo Shel Yamin. If it happens that the left came first, you should wait till the right comes. Shu Rochitz Visach, when a person does Vechitza, Vechitza Guf, Yamin Tchila, first wash the right side of your body before the left side of your body. Im Sach Kol Gufo, person's going doing Sicha, on his entire Guf, Rosh Tchila, person should be his head. Why Neshu Melech HaKol HaEvarim? Because the head is considered to be the king of Kol HaEvarim. Ad Kedei Kach, where I had Rabbeim, Mishabru actually quotes this as well. Mishabru, if you take a look, if you have the Mishabru with you, you can actually see this. Mishabru quotes in Simin Chavov. The Brewer writes in Simen Chavlov, he quotes actually from the Sefer Chassidim with reference to person picks up a sefer.
Simen Chavov?
No, I have the wrong simen. But he mentions here, I thought it was here.
Seems this is about tefillin.
Yeah, yeah. But in general, when a person is taking Sifrei Kodesh or Dron Shebi Kdusha, a person should take them B'yad Yamin. As opposed to taking it B'yad Smol. Okay, I have to look to see where exactly where it is. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah does mention that halacha. So there are people who are very machmir, very, very careful regarding this matter, that they always dafka make sure they take things with their right hand and not their left hand. And as a matter of fact, this also is relevant to another area of halacha that's also discussed by
maybe you went to direct it to Chav Zayin, because Chav Zayin, the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, begins talking about why the tefillin is besides small. So he talks about Yadcha.
No, that's gay. That's a dalal specific halacha in tefillin.
Yes,
I'm speaking about. I have to find it. I'm speaking about the din of doing things with your right hand. Even when you take a sefer, you should always take it b'yad yamin.
And you make a bracha, you hold the food in the right hand.
Right, right, exactly. That's exactly correct. Again, it applies to many other areas of halacha. I just don't see where it is right now, but it applies to many areas of halacha. There are also people who are yirei mushleimim, who are also medakdek, that when they take off their clothing, so they actually what they do is first they take off the chelik hatachton, the lower part, and then they take off the upper part, which is again a high madrego. Or actually, when they get dressed, they're makdim first the plag gufa elyon, then the plag gufa tachton. That's the Mishabura quoted over here as well, because the idea is you're trying to delay at least when you disrobe, and when you are putting on your clothing, you want to be makdim the talis katan or the beged shel mitzvah. And the Chazal actually even find all kinds of asmachtos for this concept. That's actually mentioned in the Derech Eretz Zuta. That's where the marker for all this comes. It says Hamichnas Lemerchatz, first Mavir Hamichnasayim, first the lower part of the body, and then the upper part of the body. There's a Seder, and also the same thing with Levisha, with getting dressed. It's the reverse. And again, as I said, that they're building on. Again, there are many people who are not makbid on these kinds of hanhogos. If I'm not mistaken, that I think I don't think too many people have such acquaintance regarding these areas. But there is yetkizeh mashu, as you see, regarding some of these halachas that we should be cognizant of. Mishnah
Berurah Zayin says that when you rotate, you should sock him in the kilo.
Which one?
Mishnah Berurah Zayin.
Zayin where?
Here, in
Beis. In Sipkan Zayin?
Yeah, Mishpura Sipkan Zayin, yeah.
He said, the Gabi Mizdama lo shol smol, yam tashevi lo shol yamin?
Yeah,
Shiroke. Yeah, I don't know, we just read that. I'm Daki Moshe, I mentioned that just now.
Oh, sorry.
Right, Sach Kol Gufa, Rosh Tchilo, Shimel HaKol Eivar. Right, that's the marker, as I said a moment ago, from Derech Eretz Zuta. And this quoted actually by Poskiv. I don't know how many people have a doctor regarding all these specific matters. As far as but in general the right side is always giving precedence over the left, and that's why again just to be more precise, when a person gets dressed, even at kedei kach, and that's what is quoted here in Sif Dalid, essentially that the right arm is put into the right sleeve, and then the left arm is put into the left sleeve, and the right shoe is put on before the left shoe. All this is, again, yamin over small. Mashen ken, when you're removing clothing or shoes, the left side is removed first. Again, because wearing the right side for a long period of time is a cover for the right side. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan and others actually write la'alocha regarding this matter. Okay, and maybe we'll stop here because the next issue is relating to shoes, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, hopefully, we'll discuss that.
Today's Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, that's why I was yard site. He used to always say that the Talmud, the Din of the Talmud Chacham, that every